Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever it is, wherever you are. This is the Three Good Things Podcast. I'm your old pal, Rob. And once again, it is a good day to have a good day. And I hope your day is good. So, at the risk of being topical, I suppose. I want to talk for a minute. Just for a minute, about this whole man versus bear thing. Now, there is a thought experiment going around the internet now that asks women primarily who they would rather be alone in the woods with, a man or a bear. And the responses we see, I don't know if this is all the responses they get, but the responses we see are the ones that say, well, bear, obviously, because men are, you know, men have a bear has never held a woman captive for 60 days or whatever thing. So that's the crux of it, I suppose. We get this aspect, that this idea that, you know, women are, you know, constant victims, and, you know, every encounter with a man is bad or whatever. And so you do have a lot of negative, women do have a lot of negative encounters with men. There's not a question about that. There's no reason to question that. And when they do, you can believe that that's most likely true. But there are also other things to be considered, but I digress. Men, in response to these answers, will address the obvious and nakedly practical aspects of the situation, which, according to some, if not most, of the responders, causes the men to miss the point of the experiment. And this, I think, highlights the deep differences in how men and women communicate. Men head right for an answer, bang their heads on the problem until the situation is reached, until the solution is reached in the situation, while women calculate, scheme, and reason until they feel comfortable with the solution, then apply an emotional salve, an overlay to their resolve, and then reach that solution. Both are valid for each group, but I dare say everybody has missed the point. If I, a person skilled in survival and comfortable and competent in violence, am purposely alone in the woods, the last thing I ever want to see is another human, regardless of their sex. Humans are the apex predator, right? The second to last thing is a bear. I don't want to see a bear either. If I am accidentally, you know, alone in the woods, I would prefer to see another human, but would never put my trust in them. I would never trust a bear either. Humans, unlike bears, are vulnerable to emotion and are informed by their past experience, while at the same time made nervous about the unpredictable future. So you have to deal with, as a human, you have to deal with all of the things people have done to this person in the past and all the things they're afraid you might do to them in the future based on their... Nobody lives in the moment. Nobody lives right now. And that's part of the problem, right? Practically, humans are significantly harder to fool than bears. You can't, for instance, you wave a boat paddle at somebody who's angry at you and then make them run away. Whereas bears, that's entirely possible. You can scream and yell and make yourself big and they'll be like, well, fuck this, I'm leaving. But, I mean, there's documented proof of that possibility, right? Conversely, humans, once they decided to kill you, can be reasoned with, and if push comes to shove, fought with, and even with the slightest chance of winning. A woman might be able to kill a man who is trying to kill her if she has sufficient skill or knowledge or weaponry, right? So that's the difficulty. The bear, however, once they've decided to kill you entirely, once they've latched onto you, they can't be moved and will eat your liver directly out of your body and force you to watch, listen, and smell your own entrails as you exsanguinate, screaming onto the forest floor. They give a shit. Humans still are the penultimate predator. We commit acts against one another, men against women specifically, in this case, that are legendary in their cruelty. Therefore, fear of both humans and bears is justified, despite the relative statistical rarity of violence relative to all interactions. So, there are, you know, let's say half the population are men, half the population are women. Women interact with men tens of thousands of times before they interact with men thousands of times in a given year, where there's, first of all, there's no threat and nothing happens. Nothing happens. Most people are decent people. Some are bad. Absolutely, some are bad. But not... You won't have those processes where you're dealing with everyone, right? So you aren't likely to be killed. Murder is exceedingly rare in Western society. Exceedingly rare. Rape is exceedingly rare. It happens a lot. But relative to the number of physical interactions we have. So to put it a different way, if you take police interactions, there are 64 million police interactions every year between Americans and the American police. And like 0.0012% of them ends up in, across all races, genders, and so forth, ends up in somebody being killed. And as 1-0 over, people get roughed up. And it's not, maltreatment is not good. A lot of times not justified, but it is what it is. Still, it's rare, right? What this experiment does, despite all of its obvious flaws and misleading representations, is highlight the deeper reality of modern human communication, that we've forgotten how to listen and forgotten why we should. This is what's so difficult to me. Why we should listen is a big problem. I think we get to the point where we've forgotten, you know, other people have points. And guys, we should listen. And ladies, you should too. You don't have all the answers. None of us do, right? So that's the major challenge of all of it, is that nobody has all of the answers. And to assume that we do is it's folly. It truly is. So if we take nothing else out of this whole man v. bear trend, let it be that we must choose to listen quietly and consider the point of view of others in an attempt at understanding. It is only through this that we can go forward together with any chance of harmony at all. You can fight that reality, but it's true. It's the way things are. So, with that, that's it for today. Thanks everybody for listening. I appreciate each and every one of you. To all my friends and neighbors, boys and girls, cats and kittens, friends all across the fruited plain and around this big blue marble, thank you very much for listening, and I appreciate you each and every day. Please go out and be excellent to each other. Bye-bye.